Michigan Tech basketball continuing on this week. Men's basketball Thursday night at Northwood. Saturday afternoon in the Sioux against Lake Superior State University. Coming off the split on the weekend, Hillsdale beating Hillsdale 74-69 and falling to Saginaw Valley State 68-62. Head coach Kevin Luke is with us. Good morning, Coach Luke. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Wes was thinking that he should have snowblowed before he left the house today. wondering if you did that.
You know what? I didn't. Just, should have been done, but I didn't.
Just drive right over. I know. You get to this point in the year, the winter, and you just want to just drive right over it.
Four-wheel drive is nice in that instance.
Yeah. Coach, you had a nice win over Hillsdale on Thursday, 74-69. Let's talk a little bit about that game and how good the guys played.
You know what? We did play pretty good, Dirk. Thanks. I was happy with the outcome. Hillsdale was coming in tied for second at 7-3 in the league, and you know we played very good defense on who may end up being the conference player of the year in Cooper, number 24, and did a nice job early in the game with their shooters, but their shooters got a little bit away from us in the second half, yet nonetheless held on. And, you know, in watching the tape after that, to be honest with you, some of those shots were really deep. And they got hot, and credit goes to Hillsdale for that, but credit also goes to our guys for hanging in there, executing, and probably down the stretch in the last couple minutes, making the shots that Hillsdale missed to keep us ahead of them.
Is that really the first time, Coach, that you guys had done that, made the plays that the other team hadn't made at the end of the game to get a win?
You know what? That's a great point, Wes. And I felt like, you know, we did the things that helped us win, like we said, as opposed to, you know, kind of shooting ourselves in the foot like we kind of did on Saturday afternoon. But it felt good to do that, and it felt like there was progress made because we did that.
Well, let's turn into the Saginaw game. It was a good game, and you guys obviously didn't want to get down by 20, but you made a comeback and get back into the game. And it just seemed like just a couple plays that could have gone the other way, a couple turnovers and a couple offensive rebounds, and that would have been a completely different game for us.
Yeah, you know what? I do agree with that, and I can't explain why we didn't, like it looked like we had lack of energy at the start of that second half. We didn't score for the little over 3 minutes at the start of the second half. And of course, you know, it started to snowball a little bit as far as them making shots and us missing shots and turning it over and not getting back on defense. But I feel like it was, and I don't want to take any credit away from Saginaw Valley because they got a good club there in first place, for crying out loud. But we just didn't do the things that we needed to do to keep us in a game or to give us a chance to win. And, you know, as far as a example, you know, getting back on defense after made baskets, goodness sakes, they made three of them. And that's uncalled for. That's just a decision, and that's just getting there. So we didn't do those things, and I can't explain that, but yet getting down 20 with under 10 and then, you know, climbing back to 55-51, having possession of the ball. Unfortunately, we turned it over. But we made a good comeback, and we did some of those things to get us back in. It was the weirdest thing because when I watch a tape, we stood around on defense and stopped them, and then our offense started going, and you can't, from a coaching standpoint, it's something you can't explain because we're just literally standing there.
Coach Kevin Lucas with us. Coach, looking at the stats of that game, you talk about how good Saginaw Valley State is. They dominated in the points off of turnovers. They dominated in second chance points. Is that because of how good they are, and it will be easier for that not to happen against other teams that aren't as good?
It's clearly an indication that you're a strong team when you can get as many offensive rebounds as they did, second chance points, and capitalize on your opponent's mistakes. And that really is, that's a great point, Dirk. That's a sign of a good team that has guards. And, you know, a lot of those kids now have been starting on that team for 3 years. They're junior and seniors. You know, they're all juniors and seniors. And, you know, that really makes it easier, and I'm not giving our kids an excuse because we talked about it yesterday. Our freshmen are closer to being sophomores now than they are freshmen. However, you know, the wear and tear has gotten them down a little bit. But being a junior and a senior laden team, they really showed it down the stretch.
Coach, big stretch coming up. Obviously, five games in the next 2 weeks, including the you know, the Northern game and on a Monday night and on the road for the first three of those. How will you prepare for this stretch here?
Yeah, it's going to be really difficult. And I stole this from one of the football coaches I was listening to the last couple of weeks. You know, we're at a stage of it's a brutal schedule. We're at the stage of, it's not how you feel, it's what you want. You know, you can use being tired as an excuse, and yes, there is always that element. However, at this stage of the game, everybody's tired, everybody's been through the grind. You know, it's not how you feel, it's what you want. And if you want it, you can go get it, because I do think everybody is in the same situation as being tired. You know, we can say we travel a lot, we do, but you know, that's a fact. We should be getting adjusted to that. So
do you shorten up the practices at all this time of year, Coach?
I'm sorry, Dirk?
Do you shorten up the practice?
Oh yeah, clearly. If we go an hour, that's a long stretch. But you know, there's certain things that we have to get accomplished. There's certain things that we have to look. For example, Northwood, they'll do a little press, and we got to look at that a little bit. They got a point guard that's lightning quick that we have to, you know, we have to attend to and guard the ball screens a certain way. And you know, those are specific things we'll get done for a time, but we're not going to try to beat them down. We will clearly shorten our practice at this, especially at this time of the season, with what, 5 games in 10 or 11 or 12 days.
You mentioned Northwood and their point guard a little bit. What do we know about the opponents coming up before we'll talk to you again here on Drive Time next Tuesday?
Well, they're all above us in the standings, and Northwood's actually, we're one game ahead of us, so that would be a really a feather in our cap to go down there. And we normally play fairly decent down there, and to be able to, you know, play well would mean a lot. And Lake State's kind of been had our number the last couple of years, and they're above us. They're in the contention for winning it, but you know, they're all developing into these nice little rivalries where our guys are getting ready for them, and it's going to be a fun weekend as far as the challenge goes. And then, of course, I know we don't need to talk about Northern, but that's the biggest of all of them as far as rivalries. So you gotta try to have something in the tank for that.
All right, Coach. Well, safe travels. Northwood on Thursday evening, 8 o'clock start here on Mix 93, and Lake State in the Sioux on Saturday afternoon at 3, following the women's games both days. And we are hoping for a couple of big victories. Coach, good luck.
That would be nice, Dirk. Thanks.
All right, that's Coach Kevin Luke here on Mix 93 for the men's basketball team. We've got more Huskies Drive Time coming up right after these.